Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our little producer and engineer, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Good day to you,
sir. You're looking skinny to me. What's the story? You're losing weight?
I'm losing a little bit more weight.
Yeah, you're looking good, man. Yeah. Looking good. Looking like an old 75-year-old man.
You want to know what's amazing is I dropped about 50 pounds?
Yeah.
I went from a size 50 suit jacket down to a 46.
Isn't that nice?
It's amazing, though. That's I put on my suits. I felt like a little kid trying on dad's suit. This isn't going to fit.
No, you're not a big boy, Sheldon. You're a scrawny guy now. Scrawny. Old man. I like that. That's good. Good for you. So, you know, are you into the Christmas thing yet or what? You're moving along?
Yep, moving along.
It's getting there.
The decorations
right?
Don't have to do that many. We just do the kids.
Yeah,
like
of course.
Said.
That's a nice thing.
Don't have to go nuts with everybody.
Of course.
But it's an exciting time.
I have to tell you, one thing I still do, I do a lot of snail mail Christmas cards.
So do I.
Because I kind of still like that. I like the idea that you get one in the mail.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of a nice thing,
I don't get
thing,
a lot
right?
back, but I still send them out. I feel it's a tradition. You have to. Here's my card. Thank you. You have a happy season.
Yeah, I send a bunch out. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a nice thing to do. So
I
have a nice picture one this year, too.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's a nice one. I'm saving it for you. It's a surprise.
I'm excited.
Me and Paul McCartney. No. But it's a good one. So it's interesting. I think it's a good year to, it's a good year to kind of look to things we need to pray for and also to think about the people we want to be with and to pray for the people we want to be with. Like, we're kind of gathering ourselves up through Advent here. That's what Advent's all about, kind of getting ourselves ready and taking a look at, like, what really matters in the present department. I know a lot of people spend a lot of money. A lot of my friends spend a lot of money, but we have to kind of focus ourselves a little bit and see what really, really matters. So we're going to get to the root of that on Religion and Rock today. The best presents, what really matters, and how do we spend our money and our time wisely? To start us off today, this is Van Halen. It's called Dreams.
We'll be right back.
Kind of a weird way to start, but you know what? One of the great presents we have in our lives is the gift of being able to remember. And that's a great, great gift when you think about it. You know, that gift of being able to remember and look back and to have some kind of memory that matters so much. There's something really powerful about that. And we're called to be grateful for that every day of our lives and every day of the week. You know, there's something beautiful about that. And that's a great part of our lives, you know, that ability to remember. So even if it's a time where, you know, well, we're missing somebody or somebody's going to be missing from the table this year and, you know, Christmas is quote unquote ruined. But you know what? At the same time, we have that unbelievable gift of memory. And memory is this beautiful thing that kind of brings those people to us, you know, and maybe with what you choose to remember this time of year is what really matters, you know, to think about the good things and the happy times and the great memories and how that kind of pays itself forward. So there's something important about that, and there's something important about this great gift in our life. So, yeah, use that, you know, use our dreams, use the thoughts, use the memories, and thank God for the gift of those people who do that. Just the other day, I was flipping through some paperwork and I found a couple of old pictures of me and my mom, and I was like, wow, that's great. I'm so lucky that I found these. Like, how did this happen? You know, there's something cool about that. Like, we remember those things and those moments, and those are the things that matter and kind of help us through the season to really live the deep faith of what Christmas is all about. You know, because God came to this world, everything changed forever, and that's good news. Here's the Foo Fighters. This is called The Best of You. I've got another confession to make. Someone getting the best. Sometimes you know somebody in such a way that you know exactly what the perfect gift is for them, you know? And that's a great thing. You know, last year, somebody got me one of those Amazon dots, you know, the thing you kind of say to it, start up my coffee maker, Alexa, and it does. Well, there's something great, you know, they knew that would be great for me. And I'm a gadget guy. So, like, getting me that gift, I think it was like $50 to buy that. It's even cheaper now. And the thing is amazing. You know, you look at it and you say, play this radio station, it just plays it. Play this song, it just plays it. And you're like, well, what have I been waiting for all my life? This is great. You know, sometimes you just find these things that are just perfect for the person you love. And it's an amazing moment when that happens, right? We're happy about that. So that's part of, I think, the search for presence. You know, you can sometimes it can be something where we look at, you know, everything as a job. And as I was saying at the beginning of the show, like with Sheldon, like if everything is like, ugh, I gotta find this present. Oh, this is terrible. I think sometimes what we can do is kind of find the perfect gift for the perfect person and just be excited about that. And, you know, that the search is part of the fun. And I kind of like that. Like at work, at television network where I work, you know, interesting. We have like a Secret Santa kind of thing, you know, and I found this Secret Santa. And like when I saw her, I got her, I said, oh, I know exactly what to get her. Like, I'm so excited. I'm afraid she's listening, so I'm not going to say. And I said, you know, it's great. Like, I'm going to get her one of these things. She's going to love it. So that's part of the best part of the season when we find these beautiful things to kind of make people happy and let them know that they matter to us, right? Sometimes it's a note. Sometimes it's finding that perfect gift, but all of those things add up and make a huge difference. And here's the Black Crowes. This is called Jealous Again.
Jealous, yeah, yeah.
Black Crowes, Jealous Again. That happens in our lives, too, particularly around this time of year. You know, we wish we could do more. We wish we could get better presents. We wish our family situation was like this family situation. We never really understand a family's total situation. And so when we envy another family, it's kind of unfair because, in a sense, you know, we have to take a look at our own family and be grateful for who we are and what we have in our family. It's not always easy, you know, to do that. But I think that's important because we're not like every other family, and every other family's not like us. We don't see the whole picture. You know, I remember when I was a kid, there were all of these Christmas specials on. There's less now, but everybody used to have these different Christmas specials on, you know, and they would have their family on. It would look like this perfect family. I remember like Bing Crosby, you know, he would have his whole family on, all these little kids, everybody's perfect. And then later on, you find out it wasn't so perfect after all. You know, Bob Hope used to have a Christmas special, have all these people on, you know, and then like later on, you find out these things. But when we were kids, we look at this and say, why can't my family be like them? You know, it just doesn't seem right. But I think in our lives, you know, things like the Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family, you know, those things are just not real. And so they can lead to jealousy. And sometimes we look at other families, and it's the same kind of thing. So it's sort of like embracing who we are and loving who we are and recognizing what God made in us. Tremendous, irreplaceable people, irreplaceable family, and to make the best of what we got in that situation and to really celebrate that. I think in some ways coming to that is one of the best presents we could ever receive, if you think about it, because it comes to acceptance and understanding of who we are. Hey, here's you too. This is called Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. We're all searching. Everybody is. Not just for the right present. No, for like meaning in our lives, right? And why God put us here on this earth. And that's kind of what this song is all about. You know, is recognizing, gee, that search continues in our lives. And we don't always get there. You know, we don't always get to the end of the rainbow, in a sense, right away. But it's about continuing to walk on the road and continue to search and to continue to find these moments where we kind of get that affirmation from God that says, yeah, you know what? You're heading in the right direction. Yeah, you know what? This is right for me. And I had a friend just recently got offered a job and they pulled it. He was trying to decide between one job or another job. What happened? You know what? The one job pulled out. And then so all of a sudden, decisions kind of get made, you know, like you see the Holy Spirit jumping in there. In our lives, it's all about prayer, right? It's about asking God to help us to make important decisions in our lives. And this time of year, you know what? There are a lot of important decisions because we have to sometimes make big decisions like forgiving somebody, letting something go, welcoming somebody back to our house and our table maybe that hasn't been there in a while. And those are the moments really that can change a person's life forever. So yeah, let's pray about the important things. If we still haven't found what we're looking for, let's keep going at it because eventually it does happen. Eventually something kind of comes together and that eureka moment, the light bulb goes off and we realize God's been involved all along. Hey, here's Steve Winwood. This is called Finer Things.
Let's go.
I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about the best presents, finer things. Yeah, well, that's true in our lives. You know, the finer things in life, kind of what matters. You know, it's the moment where we have a significant conversation with somebody we love. That's a beautiful thing. Like, I tell you the truth, last week, I was having a conversation with my dad on the phone. I was doing a cooking show. You know, I do a cooking show on the Telecare television network. And I had a guy on from Brooklyn who was making egg creams and malts. Have you ever had any of this stuff, Sheldon? I've never had any of it, so it's all new to me. So my dad said, do you know that I was a soda jerk when I was a kid? And I didn't know that about my dad. And he said, oh, yeah, and I know how to make a malt. Like, we had a 45-minute conversation about a chunk of my dad's life I had never heard before in 56 years. I have never heard that. So I was thinking to myself, what an unbelievable gift. Like, that's one of the most beautiful things, you know, in recent memory that I could ever get. It's much more important than anything, a shirt or a hat or something, you know. Those are the things in life, I think, that are the best presents, right? When somebody gives us that kind of time, that kind of conversation, that kind of revelation that tells us about their life, you know, it kind of unravels a little bit more of their story, and I'll have that forever. Like, nothing's going to take that away ever, you know. Sometimes that even happens with the Bible. I don't know if you ever hear, like, a reading read in church, or you read the Bible yourself, and you say, did I ever read that before? Because that sounds new to me. You know, how it sometimes gets refreshed, even though we might have heard it before or read it before, and you say, wow, this is so beautiful. You know, that's a great thing. I think that's how God kind of touches our lives and says, yeah, I'm not done with you yet. There's going to be these impressive moments, and you're going to love them, and you're going to celebrate them. Very, very beautiful thing, and something really to be grateful to God for. Here's Peter Gabriel, Kiss That Frog.
Kiss that frog, you will get your prince.
What happens when you kiss that gross frog? It becomes a prince, right? And I think that's part of the whole story, is like there's a lot of chance for conversion in our lives and in the lives of the people we love. You know, sometimes we look at people and say, oh, you know, my aunt drives me crazy. My grandmother drives me crazy. There's something about kind of looking at them in a new way, about kissing the frog with them, if you will, and kind of recognizing that, you know what, their lives can kind of change in, from our viewpoint if we can kind of see them in a different light, if we can let go of some of the pain we have toward them. And I think that's part of the presence of this season too, you know, to grant somebody the gift of mercy, to grant somebody the gift of forgiveness, even though they may not deserve it. You know what? Forgiveness is never deserved. That's part of the great gift of it, you know? And that's how God forgives us, right? God forgives us anything that we've done, all of our sins. There's something amazing about that. And yet we have that ability too in our lives. You know, it seems simple, but I know it's hard. But the other reality is that it's worth a try. So this season, you know, of Advent is a good time to think about that. What do we need to be forgiven for? And how can we seek forgiveness from God by, you know, celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation, saying we're sorry to somebody? And then the other thing is, how can we forgive others? You know, what can we do to truly forgive somebody and actually change their lives by that? And believe it or not, forgiveness does change people's lives. There's something really powerful about that. And that's a way in which we can kind of imitate God's love for us. There's something powerful about that. God reminds us again and again, nothing we can do can separate us from his forgiveness. We just have to ask for that forgiveness. It's incredible. So that's a great time of year to kind of do that too, to kind of do that in other people's lives that have hurt us and say, yeah, I'm letting that go. This is not going to be part of this Christmas, and we'll feel so much better. It's an amazing time to do that. Hey, here's the Police. This is called Driven to Tears.
We'll be right back.
bleeds, driven to tears. You know, I think that's another interesting thing about this season. You know, there's a lot of emotion in Advent and Christmas, you know, and I think that's interesting. There's, you know, the tears of joy and all of that, but there's some sorrow, too. It's a funny thing how a little bit of sadness creeps in sometimes, doesn't it? There's something about that. I think that's a good thing, though, believe it or not, because it helps us to process. It helps us to process who we are. It helps us to process where we've been. And there's something, I think, okay about dealing with that. You know, every year at Christmas time, I celebrate a mass for parents who have lost children. Now, you might say to yourself, boy, you really set yourself up for a nightmare there, a really sad night. Well, it's true. But think about what parents have gone through. Think about parents who have lost a child and what it's like for them this time of year. So for me, you know what? There's something kind of important about doing that. There's something important about being able to kind of be with them and celebrate with them. And then we have dinner afterwards. And you know what? It's not like ha, 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 holy jolliness everywhere. No. But there's something about the sense of being together with other people who've lost a child. There's a great sense of strength there. And there's a great sense of knowing that they're in God's hands. So there's something kind of good about it in the midst of it being so terribly sad, you know? So I'm glad to do it. I think this is like the 26th or 27th year I've done it. I just look forward to being with those people, not because it's so much fun, but because it's so meaningful. Sometimes Christmas is about meaningful and less about ho, ho, ho. And that's okay. It depends on where we are this year. If there's ho, 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 God bless, and that's wonderful. But sometimes it's about the serious stuff too, and kind of getting down to those moments and recognizing that even the tears can be holy tears, and they can be tears of Christmas. You know, there's something about that that's important. Hey, here's Eric Clapton. This is called Help Me Up.
I'm looking for
Eric Clapton, Help Me Up. You know, in our lives, that's something that's very important this time of the year, to think about how we can actually help somebody else out, help a family out. If you go to the back of your church, no matter really what church you go to, there's probably a tree up there with kind of not a lot of decorations, but pieces of paper. And that's a giving tree where you take something off the tree and it'll say like a pair of pajamas for an 8-year-old boy. And you, when you're at the store picking up other gifts for people, you buy a gift for the other guy and you bring it down to the church. And what they do is they put that all together in baskets for families, you know, that are in need. There's lots of ways we can do that. We can adopt a family. I know a family that adopts a family all the time. And what they do is they kind of find out somebody in need and they kind of get a list of things that the family needs and just buy it among themselves and bring it over to the family. There's something great about that. I remember one year that family came to me and they said, you know, do you know anybody who's in need? And I said, oh, sure, I always do. And that would be great. And I got a bunch of stuff for a family. It was such a great gift. So there's ways in which we can make a stranger's life better. Isn't that wonderful? What a tremendous part of the best time of this year. You know, it can't just be about, you know, our own stuff, but it's sometimes about helping the other person out. And that's a great, great gift and such an important one in our lives. Well, here's an ultimate classic from the Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love, love. That makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
The Beatles, great one, Can't Buy Me Love. And that's the truth of the matter with Christmas coming up, believe it or not. You can't buy love. That's the truth. We can show love by the things we buy, sure, but you can't buy it. So it's got to be earned. It's got to be truthful. It's got to be honest. And I think those are the things that matter in life. You know, how do we express our love? It's sometimes so simple and so beautiful, right? You know, just say, I love you. And it's right there. There's something so important about that. So I think in our lives, you know, we have to grow in our ability to do that, to share that, to say those three little words that mean the world. You know, there's something great about that. And I think we have to recognize that in our lives, that there are people who love us and people we love, and they make a difference in our lives. This is the time of year to tell them and to thank God for the gift of those people and how they change our lives for good. Here's Tom Petty, The Waiting.
Like
ironically, another part of this time of year is waiting, isn't it? Waiting online, waiting for a parking spot. Oy, how do you handle all of that? Yeah, well, that's about praying for patience, isn't it? It's praying for patience that we can really understand the season, we can understand what it's all about, and understand that behind all the waiting is love. Why are we doing it? Why are we putting ourselves through all of this? Because we love these people who are in our lives, and they matter to us. So that's something we want to celebrate, we want to really recognize in our lives. You know, it doesn't always go the way we plan. No, life doesn't always go that way. Sometimes it's about how things, you know, happen. Can we embrace how they are? Can we embrace these moments and really recognize it? It's about relationships. It's not going to be about getting the best toys and all of that. No, it's about the relationships we have with people, letting them know that they make a difference, making sure that we kind of say those niceties that we need to say and say the apologies we need to say sometimes. God is with us at this special time of year in a really beautiful way, calling us all to kind of break open a little bit new holiness. It's there for us if we're open to it, and that's really the reason for the season. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by a man who's a present to me, let me tell you, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.